Hi, everybody. First, I want to thank the Mad Women for being the Mad Women. Best thing ever. I also want to thank Joan and Jimmy and Jen, of course. Farming the bottom of the world. My Spanish, a failure. I read Che Guevara's biography, translated. Only English around. 985 pages in the nighttime when I'd bed early, plot revolution in my room over the tool shed. And during siestas when I didn't hike the heights of El Hoyo, way down Argentina, I'd sit in the plum grove and read. Get thick with ideas I didn't have words for when Tiago or Joaquin would ask what I did after dinner. The meal I'd make by pulling vegetables from the ground. Listen to Aretha Franklin or Queen in the kitchen over and over because I longed sick to understand something. I'd just say leer, gesture like I was holding a book, sit alone when I wasn't staking sweet peas, weeding fruit vines, sorting herbs when it rained, and I'd stand as close to the wood stove as I could, heat picking up rosemary oil, because it was the only place I didn't shiver without furnace, hot water. The iron tank gut I'd fill from the wood pile outside the shower room once a week when it was my turn. Light the fire. Wait an hour. There was Josephine, Swiss hippie who'd come for the revolution, moved with her Argentine to this land they bought when it was over, turned it to farm, who I could talk to and did because she asked about how I worry I won't change the world. So she took me to her healer, where I waited in the wood-fired living room, hands folded and cold, read until called to the back with Josephine, who translated as he floated his hands around my body, hovering over organs, hips, stopping where he felt the air thicker near a clog or a scar. Eventually, the French couple came, there to work for food, too, shelter in the rarest of mountains, low zone of the earth. And we cobbled together some talk, especially the day we rode in Lorenzo's truck bed up high fast to the cloud line beyond, to a lake hidden in pines, untouched by false light, because he wanted to show us how the world can look like a soul or music, and we all split up to see, sit at its edge, crawl out on white logs to be near it. Thank you. This next one, just one thing to note about it is it has two near homonyms in it. Phylogeny, which is a grouping together of organisms, especially in a family tree, and phylogeny, which is the love of women. Parent range. Parent range. Ridge and valley appellations. Not nostalgia. Denouement. Circle. Inherit, leave, return. Oldest chain in the world, underwater to druids, higher than Himalayas, once. I really left, departed this version of my life, went and was alone. All the ghosts, phylogeny, lost on other mountains in the dark, racket of my soul, salvo, howl. There is no quiet like this. Here, phylogeny, her skin. Centuries connected to my blood, these hills, rounded, no divide, she's here. One seam rolling into the next, each sacred crag. I just have one more. And again, I want to thank everybody. This poem is called Like Liquid Under Warm Light. From the flattening in the hill that kept climbing beyond us, through the picture window and then the back door, I learned the gold fill of watching a beloved. How stomach and legs go buoyant, how good it felt to climb over thorns, weave through the growing brush in the evening up the hill behind our little house to gaze at my mom making dinner. Moving stove to table, table to sink, for my brother and me on her own, streaming like warm honey through the kitchen, still in her hand-me-down suit and heels. Thanks.